ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
He delivers 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And there's one. Takes a big deep breath and pitches. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The Rays are one out away. One more out to get. The tying run is at the plate, and Diaz has power. No shift here for the Rays. Loud to the right of second in the pitch. Swing and a pop fly shallow right. Charging Margot. He is under it. And the Tampa Bay Rays have just won the American League pennant. For the second time in franchise history, the Rays are on their way to the World Series. And fireworks.
We're here with Take Like a Fan. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Bo.
All right, so let's just start this off. Last week, I came forward with an announcement that I decided I was going to bandwagon the hell out of me some Rays. I'm in love with some Rays. Feeling good. First game of the World Series going on right now, or getting ready to go on. But I have another confession.
Another confession?
I need to make.
What's that?
I sat at my computer after last week's episode, and I was going to go upload the episode like I always do for Lex, or she takes the card and does her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I was thinking or what I was doing, but I went ahead and formatted that disc.
So we lost
it. So I lost the episode.
Oh, it's like that explains everything. How I asked how the views did this week.
It went really well. It went really well. So we bombed. So what we're going to do is we're going to treat like this is just coming back from vacation. We're back. We've had a couple weeks off.
Whoa.
The team is back.
No.
Yeah, I bombed on that deal.
Huge.
You want to quit?
No, but I think there should be a little bit of a punishment for that, seeing as we all put in work for that.
That is true.
And dog, I say,
don't even look at that list and try and make a comment. Don't.
He's eliminated from his picks.
Ooh. Oh, no, for last week?
He's eliminated from
because
each
you know
and every game. No,
that
can
is
I finish?
A low blow.
You're already in the doghouse. Yeah. This is a debate. It's a great week. I'm still happy. I have a big smile. We got a big game tonight. But that is unacceptable.
Yeah, I know.
Very unacceptable. Do you know what that reminds me of?
I bombed on that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
That's like fumbling in it or throwing it away.
You're not cutting out my picks. No, because here's the deal. What the audience doesn't know is that when we came back last week, Bo won last week. So I have 3 points. He has one. Dog's riding in with a solid zero. And then we were coming into
week five. We'll get to all that football stuff later. But there's still, you know, we can't neglect our introduction right now.
Okay.
We can't enter.
I agree. We should pay.
I mean, you're the biggest bandwagon fan in St. Pete right now.
I am the biggest. No, pretty much across the country.
Yeah,
I mean, did you not see my new stuff on my car? I got a Rays flag flying.
Did you really?
Yep. No.
Oh,
what?
No way.
I got a tag around my license plate.
I'm not buying that one.
And then I got a nice reflective one, so because I'm a lifted truck, so when I'm up high and everybody sees in the rear view, all they see is Rays right at them. I went full bore.
You lost the episode.
Yeah, you lost the episode.
Dog hasn't let it go. He's upset.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Man, I bombed on that deal. I mean, bad. And as soon as I did it, I was like, oh, man.
You know who else bombed really bad?
Who?
The Braves.
The Braves did bomb.
They fell apart.
I was hoping for a Braves-Rays World Series. That'd be pretty cool. But
I think this is the better deal. This is number one versus number one.
This is the team I've been wanting for a while. Long time. Yeah. They're one of the best, and obviously it's the best in the NL. So we've been waiting.
Obviously, we're talking about the Dodgers.
Huh?
Obviously, we're talking about the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, the Dodgers. The Dodgers of Los Angeles. But it's been 12 years since we've been in this kind of situation, and it's like heaven if they win.
I was fired up when we won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
But at the end of the day, you can have your moment, but after that, you have – more work to do.
The anxiety.
You can't. The anxiety. Yeah.
Early prediction on tonight. I mean, with the pitchers.
We got to get to it. It's Kershaw versus Glass now.
Raised by two.
Raised by two. Somewhere
around. That's why I put on my Super Six, actually. I think.
That's what I did, too.
I did.
Fox is doing Super Six in the game?
Yeah.
They do it for everything.
They're even doing it for the presidential election. That was great. The questions were great.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Metal I didn't loop. Fill it out, though.
You didn't? No. Oh, you got to fill it out.
I don't partake in none of that.
Oh, no, you got to. This one's
no.
good. It's like, who says this first? Who does? Is there, I think there was a, maybe it was a
show. See, this is your second mess up already. We're keeping Here politics we out go. Of the show.
It's not about
this
politics. It's about Super Six.
Nope. Anything Terry with that, this Bradshaw. Is sports only. Terry sports Bradshaw. And sports only.
Super Six.
But, so, another thing is, with the Rays, obviously, winning the AL East and going to the World Series, I've been seeing and hearing from a few friends of the asterisk seasons we've had because it's a shortened season. There's a bubble, even with the Lightning, and they say, you know,
they
we call ourselves a chance for title town.
Shut up.
And it's just like, you know, and I'm like, are you serious? And like, you know, if it's the other way around, you say the same thing. I was like, no, I won't, because if you see what these players put in and how hard it is, there's, if anything, this is one of the most difficult years for them to be there.
I would think, especially being without their families and all that comes with that. But I did also want to point out, just because I'm maybe a new baseball fan, but you did say that AL East champions, but they are also the American ALS champions.
Yeah, I know, but the AL East is just shouting down to the
Yankees.
Okay,
I just wanted
Red
to make sure that we were.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, are you losing? You got this episode?
Yep.
Lexi, can I just give you this card after the show? Okay, cool.
Next.
Got that.
Have you let it go yet?
I mean, you lost the episode.
Well, you got okay. So if you can't,
no, you're not doing that.
If we can't do all of them, I say me and him get to pick a game.
No, that's not no.
Or we agree upon one game without. Well, I guess you got some of them up, but
no. Okay, yeah. Which one did I get wrong? And we can pick that game.
I say we hit him where it hurts and just take away the Tampa Bay win from him, so he can't be affiliated with that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That would be
something. You got to be punished.
No, we're going to, like you said, we're going to get into that later. We're going to review all that stuff later.
So
I want to talk to you guys.
Hey, shout out to the Rowdies, too.
Rowdies making the conference finals.
They're in the conference finals.
Yes, they are.
Titletown USA.
I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming.
Is it the Tom Brady effect?
It is.
It might
I
be.
I think I discussed that a while ago.
I'll put him at the top of the tier, 100%.
Well, you just threw a pick six last week with that deleted episode.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
I'm not going to let it go.
And he thought he was over Winston.
Whole episode.
He thought he was
it's
over
just
Winston.
Just keep coming back.
Just title it Dogs Unsatisfied.
All right, so let me give a shout out to your guys' crew for Sunday at the tailgate for the Bucks, of course, here in Tampa Bay.
What the Buck?
Take it like a fan. Your young lady really came through with some nice shirts, threw it out there. I appreciate the extra effort to get it out there. That's what it's all about. That's how we do it.
Yeah, man, it was a good time.
Yeah, did you guys see Big Nasty out there? Was he out there?
He was at the game, but he wasn't at What the Buck.
No.
But the guys were vibing. The girls were
there was a lot of. There was still the social distance protocol, so, I mean, it wasn't like you can go interact with every other fan besides who was around you.
Yeah.
But What the Buck did a good thing. You know, everyone, you know, was.
They kept it alive.
Apart, and
yeah.
It felt like a normal
still
Sunday.
Good times.
Felt like a normal
Well, that's
Sunday.
What I want to ask you about. So how many fans were out there tailgating?
It was like a regular
not a regular one.
No,
but.
Because all right, yeah, he's right. It would be like a normal if it was
preseason
week 12 or something like that, and we're 3-9 or something like that.
Yeah,
that's
more fitting.
There would have been
more fitting.
Great description.
Definitely more Packer fans.
There was more Packer fans. Yeah, well, they have a good.
They
crowd.
Stood out more.
Yeah.
Well, there was our seats were going for 600. A piece. We bought them for $1.30.
Yeah, he was telling me where you were up
Bucks.
In the because I was looking for you where you normally sit, right where kind of above where the Bucks come out.
Yeah.
He said you guys were
up
in the club.
Yeah, we were a little bit up next to the club.
So then how
seats.
Was it? Okay, so some buddies and I watching the game at home, obviously they have, as we've talked about, built in the crowd noise, even down to the booze with the refs and stuff like that, which is great still. But it obviously being recorded from real crowds, it sounds good, and it kind of goes with the flow of the game. They're pretty good about that. What is it in the stadium? Are they playing crowd noise?
It was kind of a little hard to tell. It wasn't that loud, but, I mean, it would get some – you could hear people. I mean, where we
so you
were
think
at,
it was the actual crowd that was creating the noise that from the stadium. They weren't.
I mean, I'm sure there was that. I'm
yeah,
sure there
we,
was that.
I mean,
crowd
third
noise.
Down, we got loud, and you could hear the crowd noise getting pumped into it. But at the same time, it's not the same feeling as when you're surrounded by 50,000+ fans
yeah,
and
exactly.
it's stirred down.
No.
Like,
yeah, that's a
different
atmosphere.
I mean, when they stomp that tent,
yeah,
I mean, you feel it. In
I've pulled hammies.
Yeah.
Doing that.
But, did you hear about Joe Buck and Aikman tearing into the flyover?
What happened with that? I saw it, but I didn't really read it.
They did
it
a
just,
flyover, and then I guess
they were off mic.
They thought they were off mic.
Right.
And he and Joe Buck said, you know, it's a little strange to have a flyover, this and that. And there's something like average cost is $60,000 per hour to do these flyovers. And Aikman says, well, on the Biden-Harris ticket, that will never happen or something like that. And they all thought they were off mic. So, I kind of agree. It's kind of why did they do a flyover with how many fans were really there, guys? Maybe
I didn't see the flyer. I don't know where I was.
Well, you figured that
you
they
didn't
got
see or hear it.
No, I that might have been. We're walking up through it. The tunnel.
No, Bush you guys latte. Were grabbing beers because I after the Bush anthem, I ran out to the stadium. But I mean, they got to fly the planes anyways. Why not save it for Sunday when the Bucks play?
That's an aerial thing. What are you talking about? You don't like the flyover?
I love the flyover when there's a whole bunch of people and the crowd is going crazy. It gets
so
the crowd
so
pumped.
We gotta suffer to see our taxpayer dollars at work because it's not full.
Okay.
I see the
that's like now. Losing an episode.
I see the big U.S. Coast Guard one fly over just randomly all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
what do you mean?
The Coast Guard
helicopters or the big
like
the beast
B-52 or whatever it is. But I mean, I still you see them flying around in the city. I mean, they got to be flown.
Okay,
so
makes
either,
you feel safe.
Way.
I guess there is that argument. So either way, it was a good experience then, even without these fans.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
especially a 38-10 victory over the Packers.
I had my feet up like they had all the seats zip tied that were next to you, like. Our seats were, there's just three of them. Uh-huh. And then the rest of them were zip tied.
Okay.
And then the ones in front of us were zip tied.
Was everybody, was the crew right there with you or were they at another part?
No, we were by ourselves, but we had our
you only get selective tickets.
On the seats in front of us. We were just chilling, relaxing.
So you just get assigned the tickets unless you like bought them together. So who was with you guys?
It was just me, us three. Him, and our
the season
Ryan.
Ticket holders.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Anything else from the game then? Anything good happen? Other than, again, the 38-10 victory.
A lot of sad Packer fans.
That's awesome when they walk with their heads down, but you can only see, like, the cheese.
Yeah, one guy was saying, well, we're still better than you. We're 4-1. You guys are 4-2. And it was
but you lost.
Whatever.
We just smoked you.
We beat you up pretty bad.
We just smoked you.
Yeah.
That was a beating.
That feels so good.
Rogers had a four-finger whiskey drink that night, he said.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Man,
he's probably still
seeing. You guys couldn't see it, obviously being at the game, but close-ups on Rodgers after Sue and everybody got in his face. I mean, he was hurting by the end of the game.
Well, I bet
he
was
frustrated.
Levante
he got put
David.
On the ground a bunch of times.
Levante David is just everywhere. Him and Devin White are just
everywhere.
Yeah,
best duo.
Those guys are crazy.
They play well together.
All right. Well, other than that, Rays again. Game one. Of the series.
Game one in about tonight. Half hour. You better hurry this thing up.
And I get, like we said earlier, predictions came in. I think we both said Rays by two. What are you saying? Obviously, you're saying Rays, but by how many? Just out of curiosity.
I'm going to go with three.
You're going to go with three.
I say we're going to open it up tonight.
I'm surprised you didn't say 2.5.
I could have.
I got a couple topics. Maybe we can get into those. Do you guys want to go into a couple topics now, or do you want to go over our picks? And because we got 2 weeks worth of picks to review real quick, since I
Since you what?
I forgot. I lost the episode.
Oh, you want to bring that back up?
No, I don't. But I mean,
oh, I just. Oh, you know what? I forgot to write down his picks from the other week. That's what it was. So.
I think he chose like the Browns, the football
Jets.
Team, the Jets.
All right, well, then let's you want to do that? You want to go over picks then? And then we'll come back after that?
Why, certainly.
Okay. All right, let's go over week five picks, seeing how we weren't here last week and we weren't able to do that.
Why is that?
We just weren't here.
You deleted it.
Yeah, this is.
Now I'm confused.
What do you mean?
Which picks are we doing?
Well, because we need to do the picks that we did last week in the episode that I lost. So we can just do a quick rundown of that real quick.
That was a Tennessee game on Thursday night, right?
I think you guys should both you guys should just be at fault.
Well, what was it? That was,
I get the point.
You won last week. That's what it was. You won and we were off the week before. So it's I have 3 points. You have 1 point.
Yeah.
And now we have to go over week six's picks that we picked last
week. Last week.
All right. So.
Should be Tennessee and Houston.
Tennessee
like
and Houston
I said.
Is correct. Number one. Here we go. Here we go. Houston, Tennessee.
Chip got it wrong. I forgot to write it down.
So I got it right. Okay. Tennessee wins that one. It looks like Indy beat up. No, they didn't really beat up on Cincy, but they beat them. How are we looking?
What?
Everybody got that?
Yep.
Okay. Did everybody take Atlanta over Minnesota?
No, Bo took
Atlanta. I took
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I remember.
Okay, so you got a point there.
I'm saying that.
How about Denver at New England?
We all took New England.
And we all lost. Okay. I believe I was the only one that took the New York football Giants.
You did, but then you said, nope, I'm going with Washington.
Yeah, you did.
Take me to the tape.
No.
Oh, we can't. Oh, yeah. That doesn't really work like that.
Yeah. Baltimore, Philly. Baltimore takes it by
two.
You took Philly.
You took Philly.
That's a bold-faced lie, Baltimore. You're such a liar.
Chick
took Cleveland. Yeah. Cleveland at Pitt.
I think you guys.
No, we took Pitt. No,
you guys. You chose Baker.
I took Chicago. Yes, sir. Only one to get it right.
No.
Yes.
Sean took Chicago, too.
I took Chicago, too.
Oh, did you? Okay. Detroit at Jacksonville. Did anybody take Detroit?
You did.
I did. That's 2 points for me. That means I'm winning right now. New York at Miami.
You took New York.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, we all took Miami. God, you're a really bad liar. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. We don't even have to talk about it. We already know. Los Angeles at San Fran. Ahem.
What?
That was me.
Oh, you didn't lose that one?
Nope.
Hmm.
Kansas City at Buffalo.
Kansas City.
And Arizona, Dallas.
You took Dallas.
No. So I won for the week again. So I have now 4 points.
No, but here's the deal. You're getting minus half a point.
For losing, for losing the episode.
For losing the episode,
fair
you're getting
enough.
Minus half a point.
Here's the deal. I will agree to that if we agree to not mention the fact that I lost the episode. If anybody mentions that I lost the episode, I'm getting my half point back.
It's fine with me.
Fair deal?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Dog?
I got to check this real quick.
How about, can you at least go with a half a point? I'll lose a half a point, but if you mention the fact that I lost that episode again, I'm getting my half point back.
A half point's going to hurt you.
I think he thinks you cheated him now.
I think you guys are.
So will you give me 3.5 points? Is that the deal?
Sure.
Okay, but if you mention it again, I get my half point back.
Unreal.
So say it one more time. Get it off your chest. You're good?
It's over with, man.
All right, done. Let's go to break, and we'll come back.
Hey, mister. I just found the sports podcast card. You know anything about it?
Why, yes, Billy, I do.
Oh, gee gollies, tell me more.
Billy, you can go find us anywhere over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Podcast Addict. If we had a guy that did his job, you could listen to us on iHeartRadio, too, but we're still in pending status. But either way, go find us on those forums.
Gee golly, I sure will, sir. Thanks a bunch.
Take it like a fan or don't listen.
All right, we're back with Chip and just a couple funny guys. Let me tell you, a couple funny guys.
Fun guy.
Yeah, fun guy. All right, so I do got a couple topics. I guess we got to make our picks going into week 7. And then, of course, we got all our fun stuff.
All right.
So I talked to you guys about, you know, the fans in the stands and the difference in this. Let me ask you your opinion on one other thing.
Go Rays.
All these games that are being played, like yesterday we watched a game at 4:30 in the afternoon between the Chiefs and the Bills. All these makeup games. Do you think it's a good thing to do this or a bad thing? Because I think it could be messing up some people's seasons with losing some players and stuff like that. And just
if you can't get it done by Monday, don't play. You don't get that game.
You got to get the time off.
No.
Okay.
This is what it is. You got baseball playing 7 days in a row. You didn't hear them bitching.
Those guys that
played hockey.
I understand baseball. To be a professional athlete, you got to play at a certain level. It's difficult on you no matter what. But you're not really comparing.
These are the circumstances. Though,
but
right?
You're not comparing baseball.
What are you going to do? You're going to do what the Titans did and have them miss a week and rethrow the schedule where now they got to play week 13, which was originally their bye and had a bye in the third week.
I mean, I think that's the better deal, honestly.
I think they just need a next man up mentality. Play next the game.
Play whatever, the game and whatever. Move forward.
Yeah.
All right. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, then what do you guys want to do? You want to review the picks real quick, or do you want to get into the fun stuff?
Let's do our picks now.
You want to do our picks first?
Yeah. Picks now. Let's pick them.
I want picks, and I want it now.
All right. Thursday night.
Tie.
Giants going into Philly.
Huh.
I'm going Giants. I'm telling you because they're the ones that are going to wake up now.
The Giants.
The Giants.
I feel like they're
they woke up a sleeping Giant.
Well, they won last week, and I think I picked them.
Against Washington.
And now they're playing Philly.
You didn't pick them either.
It's like playing Washington again. Giants. Let's go. Here we go.
Boy. Yeah, this is a horrible game.
Stupid. Shouldn't even count.
Yeah. Pick the game.
should I just copy all of his picks?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Because, I mean, I am Grand Poobah.
Bring him bad juju.
And then just get him on the score. Get him on the spread.
I'm about to move on to pick number two.
I'm going with Philly. I'm going with Philly.
Philly? Of course you are, and he's going with Philly. Perfect. That's what I wanted to see. Detroit and Atlanta. Falcons.
Oh, now you're on the Falcons?
No, but I'm just picking winner.
Really? Because they're NFC South team. I never pick NFC South.
They're going to win. Yeah, but I'm trying to beat you.
Because what I said.
I'm trying to beat you.
But I'm picking Atlanta. Then maybe you should go Detroit.
Nope. Don't need to. I'm already ahead of you.
Let's go Detroit.
You want to go Detroit?
All right. Cleveland Detroit. And Cincy.
Whoa, what?
Cleveland and Cincy. There's some crap games this week.
Taking Cincy.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay. And you?
I'm going Cleveland.
God damn, so am I. Cleveland.
Cleveland, Cleveland.
Pittsburgh at Tennessee.
Pitt.
You're taking Pitt?
Yeah. And show Tennessee what they're really made of, but.
Okay, good, because I'm taking Tennessee.
Good.
Big Ben. I'm going Big Ben on him.
Yep. Carolina at New Orleans. Saints.
Yeah?
Yeah, Saints.
I'd rather have the Saints lose anyway, so I'll pick them.
Okay. Makes sense.
I hate both these teams. Going with the Saints.
Of course you are. You're a Winston fan. Anyways, Bills going over the Jets.
Oh, I think the Jets squeak it out.
I'm going Bills.
Bills, Bills, and Bills. Cowboys going to Washington to the football team.
What'd you? Washington. Fucking Cowboys are worse than Washington.
Yeah, bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Washington.
You're going Washington? I'm going with the Cowboys.
That's what I like to hear. Green Bay at Houston. They're pretty pissed off right now.
Who?
Packers.
Yeah, Houston's in a blunder too.
Packers.
Packers.
Seattle. Cruising over to Arizona.
Ooh, it might be a pretty decent matchup right there, but I'm going to go ahead with my prediction. Oh, now you're on Seattle?
On Seattle. I'm picking the winner.
You had Arizona winning that division.
You got something to say.
Did he not have Arizona winning that division?
So what?
Play the tape.
Seattle.
We still have it.
Seattle's the only team on my radar right now.
I want my half point back.
No, that, I didn't say it. I did not
still,
even
say it. He said, if we still have it.
That doesn't matter. That's not referring.
Half point back.
That's not referring.
If I lose this season by half a point, I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
What game is this?
Yeah.
Seattle.
I'm going to get to watch.
I'll tell you what, Kyler Murray the last night, man, he can run.
Yeah,
he can run.
And you know what's impressive too was that
long ball.
No, that Cardinals defense
against Dallas.
I mean,
they had two rookie starting tackles
fumbles.
I mean, you're not really
fumbles. Zeke is the most overrated running back in the league.
They still have the weapons out there. The Cowboys.
You break that team down. The only thing they had was an offensive line, is why they look good. You take away that offensive line, this is the same team. Minus Dak's injury, Amari Cooper. No, he's not worth $100 million. That team's in shambles. They're gonna be
first time in a while.
And not only that, it's gonna take them years—not one, not two, but 3 years to get out of this.
What do you think Jerry Jones is thinking right now?
He
waiting on Dak, or is he gonna go a different route?
Oh, he's already.
If I was him, he's
going after the next.
He needs to clean house. I mean, trade the whole farm, get rid of everybody, and get as many picks as you can, because that team's going nowhere.
He probably wants Tom Brady.
Too bad. I'm going with the Hawks though.
All that.
There it is. Everybody's taking KC over Denver, right?
Yeah, I'm taking KC.
I don't know what that was.
49ers at the Patriots.
This
is actually pretty even.
Jimmy G versus the old Billy B.
I'm taking
Pats.
Yeah.
Jacksonville cruising all the way over to Los Angeles.
Who are the Rams?
Chargers.
I'm going Chargers.
You going Chargers?
Yeah. I'm going Chargers too.
I'm going Jacks.
Yes. We forced them to take that.
We know who everybody's taking on Tampa Bay at the Raiders.
Hey. You're taking the Raiders because you're a big Chucky guy.
Yeah, stop.
I'm rocking with the Bucks.
Chicago to the Rams.
That'd be a good one, actually. It's going to be a shit good one.
It's going to be Chicago. It's going to be Chicago, and it's going to be 38 points.
38 total points.
Mm-hmm. We'll go 39.
You chose the Rams.
I'm going to go Bears, and I'm going to go 37.
All right. That's my punishment. So we're good now, right? That's so bad. All right, let's get into some fun.
That was fun.
That's so bad. All right, dog, you're up first, my friend. What are we doing? Would you rather or who am I?
We got we're going to do the who is he first.
Who is he? Okay.
Drafted in the fifth round, pick 118 in the 1993 draft by the Green Bay Packers. He later on played for the Jaguars, the Skins, the Saints, and the Jets. He was a Super Bowl champion, NFL passing leader, and a three-time Pro Bowler, a national championship with the Washington Huskies. He finished with 32,000 passing yards, 184 touchdowns, and a passing rating of 84.
Who did he finish his career with in the pros?
I can't tell you that off rips, but
Is he a household name? Like, is it a well-known name?
Sure, yeah. I mean,
drafted in 93 by the Jaguars?
By the Jaguars?
By the Packers.
By the Packers.
It's Mark Brunell.
See, you knew I was going to say that too.
And what do you mean? Now I can't get that right either?
No.
Okay.
Mark Brunell is Mark.
That's exactly my first guess. Microphone moving. I was about to say Mark Brunell. And then I was like, Mark. And you're like, you know, can
just
be Mark?
So we're right.
But did you not?
Chip.
Did you or not say it could not be Mark?
Mark Brunell.
No, you said it's Mark not.
You did Mark say it's Brunell. Not Mark Brunell.
And then I just said Mark Brunell.
No, after he clarified it, at no point.
Well, okay. I mean, you said the guy's name.
Listen, I got it right. Leave
no,
it
you
me.
Didn't. I did.
All right,
I did.
Let's jump in. Some would you rather. You guys can settle this over would you rather, right?
Okay, would you rather.
Would you rather.
All right, in football, would you rather pick up the wrong helmet and put it on and the announcers call you out and, like, all the stands, like, everyone sees you wearing this helmet, right? And you're wearing.
It's like you're wearing a kicker's helmet or
something.
Yeah,
basically. Okay. Or would you rather pick up a mouthpiece, put it in, and only the guy that it was his mouthpiece knew for the rest of the game that it was
helmet,
his mouthpiece.
Helmet all day.
Helmet all day.
Put the helmet on, and they can make fun of anything they want.
I guess. All
right. Would you rather wear your uniform too big, like kind of big and saggy, or would you wear a small, tight uniform?
Big and saggy.
I'd have to depend on what sport, but I'd probably say big and saggy.
Not probably big and saggy. Big and saggy. What are we I'm doing freestyle swimming in big and saggy, bro.
I guess.
All right, there it is.
All right. Would you rather play on an empty stomach or a full stomach?
Oh. Full empty stomach.
Empty stomach.
Oh, yeah. That hurt.
You ain't gonna last as long, but you ain't gonna throw up.
Yeah.
You still might throw up water, actually.
Without the Bucks being involved, who would you rather root for? The Jaguars or the Dolphins?
Jaguars.
I'm just a fan. I don't know. I can't.
It's you got to stop. Just you don't. You have your loyalties. Everybody knows you love the Bucks.
Are you
just
rocking with Duval or are you rocking with 305? Yeah.
Or Dade County.
Dade County.
Not, no. Probably Dade County. Duval. I like Miami more than Jacksonville.
So you're 305.
305.
904. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'd probably just go to Atlanta. No, I wouldn't. Actually, I wouldn't. Atlanta Jaguars and the Dolphins have. Well, 72 is when the Dolphins won.
I know,
Super
but
Bowl,
now
right?
You just took it to another level. You're still in the NFC South, and you just said I'll go to Atlanta. So
I got
at least
without the Bucks.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I got a little, not to copyright, but like, who is he? And it's two of them, two scenarios.
Okay.
1,700 yards.
Hold
12.
On. You're gonna just steal
it's not,
my
it's
segment.
It's just 1,700 yards, 12 TDs, 10 INTs, 2-4. 1,500, or who was that?
What?
What? Yeah. Back up. I was talking and everything. What do you got?
Through six games.
1,700
yards.
1,700 yards.
12 TDs.
12 TDs.
2-4 record.
2-4 record.
Who do you play for? Winston.
Winston?
1,500 yards, 14 TDs.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yep. You want to know the big difference?
What?
Jameis had 10 TDs. Tom's only got 4. Huh. That's through six games.
Well, that kind of
and that's
that,
those
know,
are your two wins right there.
Those topics kind of lead into my Chips callouts, but I'd like to go with your
stuff
first.
Oh, yeah, let's do the trivia.
Yeah, let's do your Bose.
All right.
Is it Buccaneer Brainbusters or just Bose Brainbusters?
Ball Buccaneer. Bow. The Bucs game Sunday, that ass-whooping they gave the Packers. It was a penalty-less game. Last time they had it was when and against who?
1988 against the Detroit Lions.
He was really confident in that answer. Did you share it with him or something? Yeah, you did. You just his phone just went off. You texted to 1988 Detroit Lions.
No, I did not.
1988 Detroit Lions.
It might
Lions.
Not be the Detroit Lions.
Wait a minute. Chip.
Chip.
1988 Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions.
You guys are half right.
I don't think it was the Detroit Lions.
1998.
It was the 1983 Detroit Lions. You saw it on Twitter.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I just know that.
No, you don't.
No.
Facts.
No one knows that.
All right. Early in their season, Lavonte David moved from fourth place into third place on the Buccaneers' all-time tackles chart. Who did he pass to take over that spot? Barber, Lynch, Nickerson, or Quarles?
Nickerson. Chip Nickerson.
I'm going Nickerson too.
Until Lavonte David recorded his 1,029 tackle, Hardy Nickerson was third. It's one apiece.
Winner. But no, it's not one apiece. Yeah.
In Sunday's win over Green Bay, Jamel Dean sparked the Bucs rally with a 32-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Boom.
Just the third pick six ever thrown by Aaron Rodgers. What other Buccaneer defender also had a pick six off Rodgers? Tanner Jackson, Cody Grimm, Geno Hayes, Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib. Chip. Aqib Talib.
Say the names again.
Tanner Jackson. Aqib Talib. I can't. I already clicked the answer, so I don't know the other two.
Which means one of those two is the answer is right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Chip. Aqib Talib.
I'm going to go with Tanner Jackson.
Tanner Jackson. The 38-28 victory over Green Bay in 2009, which I told you we won that game.
We were probably at that game.
That was the creamsicle game with Josh Freeman.
I know. We were at that game. I told you we were at that game.
Not you were, maybe not me. I didn't go to that game.
Is you sure about that?
It was 2009. Yeah, no, I didn't go to that game. Oh. All right.
Is that it?
Nope, I got one more.
Okay.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady has thrown at least one touchdown pass in every game this season. Who holds the Buccaneers record for most consecutive games with a touchdown pass? Freeman, Greasy, Winston, or Brad Johnson?
He's going to
say Greasy.
Yeah, I'm going to say Greasy. Chip Greasy.
Brian Greasy. Holy shit. That was a bad time. I'm going to say Freeman. Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman is the winner.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, you got the reflection off your glasses. But anyways.
Like
I'm
you couldn't have done that?
That at least this game, the 38-10 victory we keep talking about, it made me, like I said earlier, I went back in time. This was like back in 2002, 2003, like just kicking everybody's ass, especially Green Bay.
Yeah, it was, battle of the Bays was awesome.
Who do you see as like a competitive game against the Bucs if they're clicking like that?
Kansas City.
That's it?
For the rest of the season that we play?
No, I'm just saying any team in the NFL.
Oh, Seattle.
That's a good question. If you could pick a team in the AFC right now that you would like to see the
just
Bucs,
I'd like to see them
against KC and Baltimore. I'd like to see what they could do against Baltimore's defense.
I want
KC
because I love playing the champ. You want to play the champ and knock them off.
We do play KC.
I'd like to see Steelers.
I'd like to see Steelers too.
Steelers got a mean defense.
Steelers, Baltimore, Cincy, then Seattle. I mean, other than that, I don't really know.
You just said the Bengals?
No. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, KC, and Seattle. All
right. Are you guys ready for Chip's callouts?
Let's do it.
Don't know shit.
Say what?
All right. You ready? Now, here's the deal. I'm putting another 50 on the table. But 50 on the table. I have to read the entire question. I have to give you all information. And then you say your name, and then you give me your answer. Fair enough?
Fair.
Okay. Let's start. You guys question me as a baseball fan, which I obviously admit I'm a guru when it comes to baseball. I'm getting there. This close. You guys know everything. So I want to bring it back to some very recent events, very basic recent events. Here we go. We all know it's Rays and Dodgers World Series. Please take me through the three teams that each Tampa Bay and L.A. played to get to the World Series.
Bo.
Go for it.
Rays played the Blue Jays, Yankees, and Houston.
Okay.
The Dodgers played the Braves, the Padres.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Cardinals.
That is incorrect. You have a chance to steal.
I'm going to say all those teams.
You go through your list. You have to go through them all. Go for it.
It's the same teams.
Okay, go through it.
So it was Blue Jays, uh-huh. Yankees, mm-hmm. Astros.
Okay. It was the Dodgers.
For the Dodgers, it was the Diamondbacks. Or was it Milwaukee?
That is correct.
It was Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. So nobody gets a point on that one. All right. So this new cat, who I can't even say his name, on the Rays. Can you please say it?
Randy Arozarena.
Arozarena. Mm-hmm. No disrespect. Hell of a player. He is leading in every major category through the playoffs for the Rays, except for one category. Can you name the player and the category that he is not leading in through the playoffs?
Sean.
Okay.
Stolen bases.
That is incorrect.
He's leading in stolen bases.
I'm saying no. You're not hearing me.
He's not leading in stolen bases.
That's what he. That's
I'm
what he
saying
just asked.
The only. One category, major category, that he is not leading the Rays in. And what is the name of the player that is leading this particular category, and what is the category?
So I got to name the other player that is not
Randy Arozarena.
And it's for, like, stolen bases or something?
No.
I don't get your question.
So Randy is leading in all these different categories.
Average.
Exactly.
RBIs. Hits.
No. He doesn't know either. So it's RBIs is the only thing that he's not leading the team on throughout the playoffs. And it's
Margot. I know. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Okay, well, to steal the question.
How does he?
I'm giving him an opportunity. Because he said Sean first.
You didn't even give me a
How
chance,
How many
though.
RBIs does he have? I'll give you a chance to steal if he misses
Margo
it.
Margo has 9.
That is incorrect. Do you want a chance to steal? How many RBIs does Margo have?
11.
That is correct. That is a point.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You answered that question without giving me a chance to steal it after he answered it.
That is true. So, but you got the point anyways. Did you just want to say that?
Yep.
Okay. Question.
How much
moving
I'm
over
here.
To the Bucks, recent, current. Got it?
Mm-hmm. I think Aaron Rodgers just got sacked again.
Our starting running back.
Mm-hmm.
Jones.
Rojo. Very dear friend of mine.
Great year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is he over or under 500 yards for the year?
Dog. Under.
That is correct. For a bonus point, can you tell me how many yards it is?
400 and I want to say 88 or 82.
Close. 472.
Send them again. I don't get a chance to rebuttal.
Well, yeah, but no, that's because I gave him a bonus. You don't get the bonus when you don't even get it. Same player, Rojo. Is he at 3 or more touchdowns for the season?
Bo.
Go.
More.
Incorrect. So
dog. He's at 3 or more touchdowns?
He's at 3.
You said 3 or more touchdowns.
And you said more.
3 or more is an answer.
No. Hey, no, 3 or more doesn't mean is he at 3 or 4
Whatever,
or 5
man.
Or 6.
He can't get dog. The point on that.
Dog.
He doesn't get the point on that if I don't get a chance to rebuttal on the RBI. That's not fair. Nope, not doing
it.
I win.
Hits. I love it. All right, let's move on. Right now, let's just say tied. All right, we're tied.
Not doing it.
You know him. You love him. Number 13 on the Bucks.
Evans.
Mike Evans. Is he over or under 300
dog.
Yards for the season?
He didn't finish. Nope.
That's true. I did.
Bo.
I have to finish the question. Those were the rules. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is he
over or under 300?
Over or under 300?
Yes.
He's under 300.
He's under 300. That is correct. For a bonus, how many yards?
Can I get the bonus if he doesn't get it right?
283.
Very close. 281.
Oh, give me a break.
All right. And same player. New question. 5 or more TDs. For
dog.
Dog.
Oh, wait. He didn't finish.
5 or more TDs.
6.
That is correct. All right. So we are still tied.
Sudden death tiebreaker.
No, got a couple more. All right. Question. Sack leader on the Bucks.
Dog. JPP.
Correct. Bonus. How many?
5.
Incorrect. 5.5.
Oh, get. Are you out of your skull?
Hey, dude, yeah, you took a half a point from me, so I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, all right. That happened this weekend. He got that one this weekend, too.
You're going to dangle that over my head.
Leading the Bucks in, next question, interceptions.
Bo.
Let's hear it. Bo.
Yeah, Bo, what you got?
And how many? Bo.
That's probably the bonus.
That is the bonus.
CD.
Come on. Davis, very good. And how many for the bonus?
2?
3.
3 is correct.
Fuck, I was going to say 3-2.
And last defensive question. Leading the team in tackles.
Bo.
Go.
White.
That is correct. And for a bonus, how many?
Hold on. Those total, or are we talking
total
about
tackles.
TFLs?
Total tackles.
Tackle for loss is his own stat.
Or solo.
It's a nice
tackles.
Round number.
What about solo tackles?
70?
50.
50.
All right, and let's get a couple Tom Brady ones in there, and then I got the final bonus questions that will just really set the whole thing since you guys are pretty close to even. Tom Brady.
Bo.
More.
Oh.
Now you can't. No. So now you get to hear
a
little question.
No,
you get the
joke.
First chance. More or less than 1,400 yards.
He's over.
That's correct. And bonus, how many?
He's like probably not even at 15.
1,441.
1,541. And let's see what else. I think that was it for that one. Or wait a minute. Bucks versus. Why do I have Bucks versus Raiders? Like I got a question who you guys are going to ask. All right. Here we go. Final two questions. We talked about a little bit earlier. Who did the Tampa Bay Rowdies beat to get to the conference final?
I have no idea. I couldn't even name another team.
Which
in that
city? Give me the
dog.
City. Go for it.
And I'm gonna say Orlando.
Incorrect. It was Charleston. Yeah. Who are they playing in the conference final?
Dog.
That does set everything off.
Okay.
New York.
Louisville City. And the bonus question. This is the this will take it. If anybody gets this right, you take the 50. Understood? Here we go. The Rowdies and several other teams play under the moniker of the USL. Okay? What does USL stand for?
Bo.
Go.
United Soccer League.
United Soccer
League.
League. Would care to take a stab?
Oh, dog.
Okay, go.
Union Soccer League.
Okay. He's closer.
I don't know.
But I'm going to have to go to the judges because it's the United Soccer Leagues with an S. I'm just saying, when you go to their website, it's USL. It's United Soccer Leagues because there's multiple leagues within the USL. So it's not just a league. I don't know here. All right, you got the $50, bro. Congratulations, you get it.
You owe me money.
Wait a minute.
Put that back. Can we see it? Come on. This is gonna be fun. I'm gonna give you a chance. Double or nothing. Do you want a chance to double or nothing?
How? For what?
Double or nothing.
He owes me that.
If he, I know, but no. if it's the nothing, if he takes double or nothing, you get the 50. Double or nothing.
But then I still owe him money, so I have a chance to clear what
he may be a nice guy and say we're clear. Double or nothing. Do you want to take it?
Why are you speaking for me?
No, I'm going to ride out, man.
What's the double or nothing?
Ride out? Are you serious? Yep. You don't want to take an opportunity. This is like playing the lottery right
now.
No,
I'm not.
You're a scratch-off type guy.
Yeah, and I've learned my freaking lesson lately.
All right, well, let me ask this then. This will just be for general bragging rights.
Okay. I like that more anyways.
All right. Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Signed a new young player.
Defensive tackle.
The defensive tackle to the practice squad today. Kid, though, is projected. He could be a beast at one point in time.
This isn't the guy from the Jets?
No, he was undrafted.
I didn't see this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, defensive tackle. Give me his name or give me the school.
I don't know. I haven't seen the school he played for. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'd say
so
Lakewood.
Okay. Next.
I don't know, man. What the fuck?
Let me give you the name. Kobe Smith is the cat's name.
Okay.
All right. What school did he play
for? Admiral Farragut.
No. What college?
Oh, what college?
Yes.
Yeah,
they don't get drafted from high school in the pros.
Nebraska.
Incorrect. He's in the SEC.
Florida.
Incorrect. Man.
Vanderbilt.
No.
Tennessee.
Texas A&M.
Nope. LSU. Georgia. Nope. Kentucky.
No. Oh, my God. Keep going.
South Carolina.
There you go, finally. He was a Gamecock.
Yeah, I bet he is.
All right. So, anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
Good? What you got?
I got something.
All right. Let's do
it. Well, it's 10 the show.
You what?
It's just to end the show.
You want to end the show?
Yeah.
You're good? What time we got?
30 minutes.
How are you going to end it?
You guys just hang on. We're 30 minutes
on the second episode?
Huh?
The second portion, we're 30 minutes?
Yeah.
How are you going
to
end it?
I just want you guys just to listen.
How are you going to end it?
I just want you guys to listen.
Listen.
Okay, so we're going to listen, and you're going to end it. So we say our goodbyes now, and then you sign us off.
Yep.
Is what you're saying.
Follow us on Twitter.
What's the phone number?
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. No Facebook. Instagram. No.
You could follow me in the grocery store. I don't care.
Instagram, Twitter, but they can get a hold of us at what? 844-542-4111. Or they can text Bo at 727-388-1644.
Gets lonely.
Track us down.
Find us on Spotify. Listening for?
Just listen.
Find us on podcasts or whatnot. Podcast.
We give you guys
a
little
podcast.
Bit.
We're on Spotify. We're on a couple others too. Where else are we at? Google Podcasts.
Yep.
What are we at? Teaser.
Teaser.
Love it.
Cool.
Are you in?
You guys ready?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm kind of confused.
Just listen.
So we are done talking after you start this, is what you're saying. Is that what you're
saying? Oh, you're going to be playing a video for us. Okay. Yeah. That's all you got to say.
So he found the intro and he's finding the outro.
All right.
Anything else you got to say?
Yeah, man.
Go
hope
Bucks.
You guys
go
have
Rays.
A great weekend.
Yep.
Be in Georgia.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah. Yes, dude. Happy birthday. Yeah, that's right. On Monday. What are you now?
19.
No, you were born on the 19th.
Oh, shit. Yeah. 31.
Yeah, boy, it looks 40.
31. All right, take us out, Chris.
He's just kind of taken Tanyan in since the first time he saw him and just loves the way he plays the game. Pass is picked. Intercepted back the other way. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.